Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have arrived. It is Friday. Although it is Friday the 13th, so if you're superstitious, it may not be your best Friday. But hey, still, it's better it being Friday than, you know, Monday. It is time to get your Friday edition of the BTN News Show started. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 13th of January, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting with news that's very much hot off the press thanks to the Nintendo event for the Nintendo Switch. Yes, the Nintendo Switch was officially unveiled just a few hours ago. Well, depending on when you're listening to this podcast and where you are in the world, and all of its portable and stationary glory. So, what did we find out from the event? Well, we found out, first and foremost, it wasn't in English. Thank goodness for those translators. Secondly, we found out it's going to cost you about $299 when it hits the market on March 3. So, what did we learn about the Switch? Well, it has a little docking station. We kind of knew that. It has two controllers, which you can snap in to have a portable thing. Or you can take off those controls, set up that little monitor, so you can have dual gameplay. We found out that the Nintendo Switch will charge over USB-C, finally making it the first Nintendo device to charge over a standard connector, thank goodness. Another nice surprise that we did see is the Nintendo Switch will not be region locked. You might remember you had those headaches, say like you had an American Nintendo 3DS, yeah, they only played American games, and so on and so on. Apparently Nintendo finally realized, yeah, that's just not worth it anymore. Now, of those controllers, which will be called Joy-Con controllers, not only are you going to be able to get them in gray, but apparently they're also going to be available in red and also blue. No word yet if the consoles are also going to be a different color. Doesn't look like it, though. Another thing Nintendo unveiled was this sort of new gaming experience thing. I don't know. They call it 1-2 Switch. It's kind of like using a Wii, but not looking at the screen. I know, a little odd. In fact, during the presentation, they actually said, you're supposed to look at your opponent's eyes. Look directly into their eyes. Yeah, I felt a little creepy about that time. Of course, we're going to see the regular old gaming coming to the Switch. FIFA, believe it or not, is finally going to be going to the Nintendo Switch after saying no to the Wii for so many years. And of course, we're going to get The Legend of Zelda. Breath of the Wild will be launching right alongside the Switch on March 3rd. Finally, of course, not to be outdone by the likes of Xbox or Sony's PlayStation, the Switch now will also have its own paid online service. It's going to be free for quite a few months, and then about the fall of this year, then you're going to have to start paying for it. Meaning, yeah, it's not quite ready yet. Speaking of online content, hey, look what Apple might be doing. Yeah, pulling a Netflix, it looks like. This, according to the Wall Street Journal yesterday, which, by the way, let's just say this rumor's been floating around for years now, is it looks like Apple's going to launch its own original TV shows and movies. And why are they doing this? Well, apparently to help iPad sales. Anyways, according to the Wall Street Journal article, it says the technology giant has been in talks with veteran producers in recent months, and apparently about buying rights to scripted television programs. Yeah, it pretty much sounds exactly like what Amazon and Netflix has been doing for a while now. Other things strange in the Wall Street Journal article, it says that they might actually bundle this video stuff with their music streaming service. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of what? Hinting maybe they're just going to test this thing out before maybe launching a video streaming service. Yeah, who knows at this point. One thing that's for sure right now is that we're just in speculation mode. And I'm sure at least in the short term, people over at Netflix and Amazon, yeah, I don't think they have much to worry about. Opera has decided to spice up your browsing. And no, it's not like any other browser you've used. Don't think of Firefox, don't think of Chrome, and sure do not think of Internet Explorer. In fact, when you launch Opera Neon, it will actually blend in with your desktop background, hoping to break the disconnect between your desktop and your online world. Tabs are actually completely reimagined in the new browser. And no, they're not like traditional tabs where you just have a little text up there. No. As Opera says, they're visible, very easy to get to, and on top of that, they're supposed to manage themselves. Tabs that you use the most will actually float to the top. Ones that you don't use so much, of course, float to the bottom. Probably the coolest thing about the new Opera Neon is window split screen. You can have websites open on one side and a different website open on the other side. Sound intriguing to you? Well, it's out right now. You can download Opera Neon for Mac and Windows as of today. And finally, finally, we started with Nintendo, let's end with Nintendo. This, of course, has to do all with the new Nintendo Retro Console. Yes, I'm talking about the NES Classic Edition. Well, of course, it's like with anything, little hackers have gotten to this thing. No, this is actually the good kind of hacking. You might have heard this week they've actually been able to add games to this thing, but more importantly, they did a little bit more digging and found some hidden messages. Apparently, these hackers, when digging deeper, found an hilarious message hidden within the system's code. This is the Hanafuda, I believe that's how you say it, Captain speaking. Launching emulation in 3, 2, 1. Many efforts, tears, and countless hours have been put into this jewel. So please keep this place tidied up and don't break everything. The Hanafuda, or whatever it's called, I'm sorry if I've offended all of our Japanese listeners, is apparently a Japanese playing card used for a variety of games. Apparently these things are common in Japan and Nintendo has a long history of making them. Yes, who knew? Nintendo didn't make just games, they made little paper cards too. Funny though, you would have thought that little message of keeping things tidy would have came at first. Not before they added a whole bunch of extra games. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the website for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. All of our podcasts are over there. The blog is over there. The review sections are over there. And, of course, if you just want to follow what's going on all the time, check out BritishTechNetwork.com/live. Classic episodes of British Tech Podcasts are over there, as well as the new stuff as well. It's a nice little blend for you all. Check us out on our Facebook page, too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN community chatting it up in our Slack room. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. Don't be shy. Come on over and join us. Programming note for our BTN listeners that love the Mac Show and the Big Show. Sorry to say there won't be any shows this week, but don't worry. They will be returning to you next week. Same time, same place, and same fashion. As for the news show, we are taking the weekend off, of course, but don't worry. We'll be back here on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, get yourself out there and party it up this Friday the 13th. Have a great weekend, and thank you very much for listening.